the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salam. So welcome. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And this program is broadcast from Iran. Our calendar. Sunday, 15th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. On 9th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And 1st of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So, it's the time to listen to one verse of one of the chapters of the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Al-Imran. Ayah 64.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله. ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
Say, O people of the scripture, come to a word that is equitable between us and you, that we will not worship except Allah, and not associate anything with Him, and not take one another as lords instead of Allah. But if they turn away, then say, bear witness that we are Muslims, submitting to Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah introduces monotheism as the source of unity and solidarity among various religions and calls on them to unify with each other and set up a safe community far from oppression and transgression. Undoubtedly, Muslims, as the initial nucleus of this convergence, can play an important role. When members of the society members gives up differences and their hearts become close to each other, the enemy cannot harm them.
It was said to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, O son of the Prophet of Allah, we have seen a person in the masjid who was openly using abusive language against your enemies by mentioning their names. Then Imam Sadiq said, what is with him? May Allah curse him. He has put us, the Ahlul Bayt, in the way of harm.
You can change your lives. You can change the lives of a nation by using the power of unity. Allah ordered that we should all cling together to His rope, and He forbade splitting. And in other ayahs, He forbade differing and informed us that it is the cause of failure and the cause of decline of strength. And He ordered us to persevere patiently. The last Prophet of Allah said, Allah is pleased for you with three things: that you worship Him alone and not to associate anything with Him, and that you all hold on to the rope of Allah and not to be divided, and that you give sincere advice to the one place in charge over your affairs. Splitting up is not from Islam, since Islam commands us with unity and that we should be a single ummah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the Holy Prophet of Islam's efforts towards Islamic unity. The Holy Prophet's efforts to eliminate divisions and promote unity among his followers left an indelible mark in Islamic history. His leadership and teachings continue to inspire Muslims to prioritize unity, cooperation, and brotherhood over division and discord. In today's world, where Muslims are often confronted with internal divisions and external challenges, the example set by the Holy Prophet serves as a beacon of hope and guidance. Muslims around the globe are called to reflect on the principles of unity and inclusivity that underpinned his mission. So we see that the life and teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exemplify the importance of unity and inclusivity in the Muslim community. His unwavering commitment to eliminating divisions and fostering cooperation among diverse groups provides valuable lessons for Muslims in the present day. As Muslims strive for unity amidst the challenges of the modern world, they can find inspiration and guidance in the legacy of the Prophet of Islam, who worked tirelessly to unite a divided society under the banner of faith and brotherhood.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Unity through giving to charity. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, states, "The parable of the believers in their affection, mercy, and compassion for each other is that of a body. When any limb aches, the whole body reacts with sleepiness and fever." The love that the Muslim harbors in this heart should be so sincere that it makes him give toward those in difficulty. He feels the ache of another person and he reacts in the kindness of ways. This brings forth affection, mercy, and compassion naturally towards others. In a tough world which holds obstacles of conflict, natural disasters, and millions of less fortunate people, it is vital we spread love to unite in goodness. It is in this time that Allah has commanded us to help those who are in desperate need. It is in these times where we can unite to uplift others and bring good to the world. Through unity, we can make a huge difference. Today's special pays attention to unity in the eyes of Ayatollah Khamenei. Today, the world of Islam needs to turn to wisdom and reason and to get used to thinking, to gain a correct understanding of issues and interpreting them in the right way. Today, the world of Islam needs to gain a true understanding of the camp of the enemies of the Islamic Ummah. We should know our enemies and friends. Another important need of the world of Islam is unity. We should pass through trivial, personal, and ideological differences, and we should form a united ummah. In chapter 21, verse 92, Allah says, "Verily this ummah of yours is a single ummah, and I am your Lord and nurturer. therefore serve me. This is Allah the Exalted's command. Our belief in the Holy Quran, belief in the Holy Prophet, belief in a single Allah, single God, and belief in a single Kaaba and Qibla and confrontation against a united camp of enemies, not enough for the enemy of the world of Islam? Why do some people not understand this? Why do some people not understand these clear truths?
Zuhayr ibn al-Qayn was a man who was Uthmani. You know, he was not a follower of Ahlul Bayt until he met the Imam alayhi salam on his journey to Karbala. The Imam alayhi salam accepted him. The Imam alayhi salam accepted Hur. You know, Hur, he caused a lot of the problems in Karbala, you know. He blocked the Imam from going to Kufa. And he, you know, created fear and terror in the hearts of those children. But when he repented, the Imam alayhi salam accepted him. It is our faith, respected brothers and sisters, that makes us accepting of other people. This is the diversity that we see in the religion of Islam. This is the unity that we see in the religion of Islam. So I would like to request from you, and Allah will give you so many blessings if you do this. From now till next year, befriend 5 people who are different than you. But remember, go after the faithful ones, of course. Because associating with people who don't have faith, people who are corrupt, people who are lost in this life, you know, that will negatively impact you. Unless you want to guide them, of course. Reach out to them and guide them. That's a different story. But I want you to make it a plan and goal for yourself. From now till next year, 5 new friends. And you won't believe how enriching this experience will be for you. Because when you get exposed, you know, to different types of people from different backgrounds, you learn. The Quran says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you into nations and tribes. God has made you different so you can come to know one another. So you learn from each other's experiences. If you're always associating with people who are exactly like you, they think like you, they come from the same background as you, what have you got to learn really? Not much. It's when you associate with people of other backgrounds that you come to learn from their experiences. And that makes your life so much more enriching.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Be with us if you want to know more about Unity and Unity Week. Thank you and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta al-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursaleen rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqeen anta al-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursaleen
Food for thought.
Everyone, on the eve of the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, we present you an interesting saying from the Messenger of Mercy regarding respect towards parents. Every righteous child who casts a look of mercy and affection upon his parents shall be granted for every look of his rewards equivalent to an accepted Hajj. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very significant and very important hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the cause of disunity. As you know, we are currently in the week of unity, and the week of unity is a week which they have designated for Muslims to come together, put aside their differences, and to try to work together to solve their problems, come up with solutions to the, you know, the problems and, you know, afflictions that they are all, you know, going through. This week falls between the, you know, the birthday of the Prophet as narrated by the Ahlul Sunnah and the birthday of the Prophet as narrated by the hadith of the Shia, which is obviously the stronger hadith in our opinion. Unity is something very significant. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following about unity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, hold fast altogether to Allah's cord and do not be divided into sects. And remember Allah's blessing upon you when you were enemies. Then he brought your hearts together, so you became brothers with his blessing. In which Allah Ta'ala, he alludes to the importance of unity amongst Muslims. The hadith in question that we are going to be talking about is a hadith in which the Imam, he alludes to the cause of disunity, the cause of tafraqa or furqa, or separation. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, verily you are brothers in the religion of Allah. Nothing has separated you except ill natures and bad consciences. So here in this hadith, the Imam, he points out that the reason why people become disunited, and Muslims in particular have become disunited, is because of their ill natures, right? All of these evil moral characteristics that we are afflicted with has caused us to become disunited and separated from one another. In continuation, the Imam says, consequently, you do not bear the burdens of each other. Meaning this disunity which has come about and has resulted from these bad and evil moral characteristics, because of that, we do not bear the burdens of one another, nor do you advise each other, meaning you don't have anything to do with one another, neither are you a source of comfort and solace for one another in times of sadness, nor do you advise one another when you see somebody doing something bad, that you don't try to stop him, or you don't try to help him when he's you don't try to advise him when you see him going astray from the straight path. Nor spend on each other, right? If you see your brother, in faith, he's going through, difficult economic situation, you don't try to help him monetarily. Nor love each other. You don't love each other, the love that you had for one another has finished and terminated. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the cause of separation in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really, really welcome you all, especially our brothers here, Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir. Salam alaikum and welcome. How are you?
Walaikum salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Ali Nasir, how are you?
Walaikum salam, sir.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Mashallah. Hassan, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Welcome. And Fawad?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is fine here, alhamdulillah. So we hope that our brothers and sisters, dear listeners, are also fine. Let's get started. Today, inshallah, we'll practice Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 27, verse number 27 of Surah Al-Ma'idah on page 112. So let's start our class by listening to the recitation of this ayah and come back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ بني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين.
That was a nice recitation, mashallah. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 27, let's see what Allah Almighty says to us, okay?
Okay.
In this ayah, Allah Almighty tells to the Prophet that, O Prophet, watlu alayhim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Watlu alayhim naba abnai Adam bilhaq. O Prophet, relate to them, to the mu'minin, to the believers, to the people. Tell them the account of Adam's two sons, the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, okay, his two sons, his true sons. Why Allah Almighty says naba abnai Adam bilhaq? Because the story of this story, okay, was distorted in Torah, okay, it was kind of changed, so the people brought some changes and it's now a wrong story, okay. Yes. That's why Allah Almighty tells to the Prophet that tell them the story, the true story of the two sons of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. So what is the story? Prophet Adam alayhi salam had two sons at the beginning, okay? Their names in Islamic, we have Habil and Qabil, or Abel and Cain, okay? Habil and Qabil. So these two sons, one of them... So look, the story happens this way. إِذْ قَرَّبَ قُرْبَانًا, when the two of them offered or sacrificed a sacrifice, okay, offered an offering, Allah Almighty wanted to test them. So they were asked to sacrifice something, to donate something to Allah Almighty. Okay? So both of them donated something. But from one of them, it was accepted. Huh? فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا, it was accepted from one of them. وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ, and it was not accepted from the other. Both of them sacrificed, both of them offered, okay, their offering, but it was accepted from one of them and it was not accepted from the other. Let's see what. Then the other one, the one whose donation was not accepted, he said, قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ, I will kill you, told his brother. Your donation is accepted, I will kill you. Then the one who was accepted, Habil, his donation was accepted. He said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah Almighty accepts the donations from those who have taqwa, from those who are muttaqeen, those who are God-very. So let's see why his donation was accepted and the other ones was not accepted. Look, Allah Almighty says that لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا Mimma tuhibbun, you won't get to prosperity, you won't get to birr until you donate from your properties the ones, the things that you love the most. Okay? It's an example. Look, Habil or Abel donated, he had a, in the hadith we have, okay, he had a farmland. He had like many sheep, cows, these things, okay? So he donated the best one from among his sheep. He donated the best one. But Cain, okay, he had a farmland and he donated the worst crops, okay? So he didn't care. That's why Allah accepted from one of them, because it was full of what? Taqwa, from Habil, okay, from Abel, but from his brother it was not. Then he decided, he became jealous, and he said, I will kill you. Then the story continues in the next verses. So what I have to share about this ayah is that the stories that Allah Almighty mentioned in the Quran, yeah?
Yes.
Allah Almighty does not mention a story, okay, to tell us stories, only telling us stories. Quran is not a storybook, is it?
No.
No. It's the book of wisdom, the book of guidance. So that's why whatever Allah mentions in the Quran, it's just to help us, to teach us wisdom, to help us get a lesson from it, learn a lesson from it. Yes?
Yes.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Let's move on to the tajweed part or the recitation part of our class. I want you to refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, to learn more about this ayah and also the rest of the story of the two sons of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. If you're ready, let's recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Okay, listen, I will read it once, then we'll mention the tajweed rules. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Watlu alayhim naba ibnay Adam bil haqq idh qarraba qurbana fatuqbila min ahadihima ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. So let's see. Wa, if there was no wow, how would you read the word? Suppose there was no wow, how would you start the ayah? Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, Fawad. We have a Hamzatul Wasl. How do you read it?
Yes.
How do you read it?
I think we should put Kasra.
A Kasra?
Or Dhamma. Because the third letter.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I think
yes. Kasra.
Kasra. Because the third letter has?
A Dhamma.
A Dhamma.
No, we should put
But a Dhamma.
Because the third letter.
The third letter has a Dhamma. So Utlu it becomes. Yes? But since you have waw before it and you join waw to ta, we don't need Hamzatul Wasl anymore. Okay? Because Hamzatul Wasl is there just to help us start the word with a haraka, with a vowel sound, because we can't read a word without a vowel sound. Okay? So that's why. Now that we have waw, waw has a fatha, fatha is a vowel sound, we don't need Hamzatul Wasl anymore. So we join waw to ta. How do you read it?
Watlu.
Watlu, good job. Watlu alayhim naba'a ibnay Adam. Ibnay, okay, noon, ibnayn, ibnayn. Noon is omitted because, inshallah, you learn in Arabic that it's joined with the word Adam. So when the two words are joined, one of them, there is a letter omitted, okay? In Arabic rules, you will study. Ibnayn Adam, ibnay Adam. So, Ibn also starts with Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes,
okay?
Yeah.
Because Ba is sucking, that's why we can't start with it. Reading it, okay? Ibn, we can't start. Yeah. Arabs do not do that. So that's why they use Hamzatul Wasl. Now, if we join Naba'a with Ibnay, so we omit Hamzatul Wasl. Watlu alayhim Naba'ab. Naba'abnay Adam. Alright?
Yes.
Naba'abnay Adam bilhaqi idh. Qarraba qurba qurba na, if you stop, but if you join qurbanan
plus fa,
the next letter is fa. How do you say that?
Qurbana.
Ahsan. Qurbana fatuqbida min ahadihima. Whenever you have the sukun sign on noon, see, min ahadihima, look at that. Whenever you see the sukun sign on noon, it means you should read it. No changes. The rule is izhar. Min ahadihim. See? That's a sign, okay? If you don't see that, it should be any other rule. Maybe idgham, maybe ikhfa or iqlab. Okay? So, min ahadihima walam yutaqabbal minal akhari qala لأقتلنك. There is a noon with tashdeed. Make sure you pronounce it with a longer sound and with an nasal sound. So قال لأقتلنك صلة. What does it say, Hassan?
Better to continue.
Better to continue, but still you can stop here. قال إنما, again noon with shadda. يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ. How do you read this word, Hussein? يَتَقَبَّلُ with the word Allah. How do you read it?
يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ.
أحسن. The word Allah will be pronounced with an A sound since there is
a
Dhamma right before the word Allah. The last letter has a Dhamma on the top. Even it has a Kasra.
Lightly.
You pronounce the word Allah with a light sound, A sound. Bismillah.
Yes.
A'udhu billah. Okay? But if the last letter before the word Allah has a fatha or a dhamma, you read it with an A sound.
Yes.
Min al-muttaqeen. So that's all. Min al-muttaqeen. If you stop here,
Maddul
arad. Let's just when you extend the sound. Good job. So let me read it. Inshallah, you repeat after me. We'll practice the recitation. Brothers and sisters, please listen and repeat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Watlu alayhim naba'a ibnai Adam bil haqq. إذ قربا قربانا
واتل عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا
إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك
إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك
قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين
قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us and listening to Arab English Radio. Thank you so much, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad, for being with us. Inshallah, we'll be here with you next session with the next verses of Surah Al-Ma'idah. I hope it was useful for us, for our brothers and sisters, and for our brothers here. See you in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-Tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
Illallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, in the previous episodes up to now, we have counted the different seven stages and different verses of the Holy Quran regarding the state of closeness of man to the Almighty Allah. We said that these paths are depicted clearly, but the one who does not want to stay in the right path will, of course, intentionally choose to stay out of this way. But what we concluded up to now is this, that first, human is determined genetically to God, and what he has to do is to resort to a power. But what does fill this natural gap? Resorting to the Almighty Allah. The second point is that all human beings, based on their nature, are after an invincible power which dominates the whole creation. And this is frequently and repeatedly stated by the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says, لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. To him is due the true prayer, and those whom they pray to besides Allah give them no answer. إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِ. But they are like the ones who stretch forth their two hands towards water, that it may reach their mouth, but it will not reach it. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. The prayer of the unbelievers is only in error. This means that دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ, the prayer of the unbelievers, is because of their nature. They have the God-seeking nature, but the point is that in the path to find the infinite and limitless power to resort to, they have chosen the wrong one. This is what they have done wrong. This is where they have gone wrong.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Tabeju shad obaz balava as. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, the verse of the Holy Quran says, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ظَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. When distress afflicts you in the sea, away go those whom of you who call except He. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ. But when He brings you safe to the land, you turn aside. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. And man is ever ungrateful. And we have another verse which is like this one. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ. This is the nature of man that seeks God. When affliction touches a man, he calls on us, دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا, whether he is lying on his bed or sitting or standing. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهِ. But when we remove his affliction from him, مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍ مَسَّهِ. He passes on. When his affliction is removed, he passes on as though he has had never called on us on account of an affliction that had touched him. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Thus, that which they do is made fair-seeming to the extravagant. This means that all human beings have this nature. They have this nature of God-seeking. But it is their intention. It is on their own. It is their own choice to try to be awakened when they see these awakening signs. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. When we give man an asset, he avoids us. وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُ. But when he is afflicted, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. He has gone to choose long prayers. So, with an eye to these points, the first effect of supplication is to fill out this gap which exists in the human nature. Why do we have to engage in supplications? Why do we have to resort to the Almighty Allah through supplication? To fill this gap. This will stop man's falling in the wrong path. This is what helps him to avoid the hazards. This is because resorting to limited powers causes man to engage in flattering others, man's humiliation and mental failures. And it also, of course, causes above all to forget God, and as a result to suffer greatly. In fact, the school of supplication, the core and true meaning of supplication, is a general invitation to all needy, to all depressed, to all sufferers, and the promise to accept and to respond to these needs on the part of the great Almighty Allah's power, which is the only power that can solve the problems. And if the servants and if the true supplicants recognize this, and this is the condition of the acceptance of dua, they have turned and they have come to the absolute cause. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Salaamu alaikum and so welcome to this program of Lantern with a new story. Dear brothers and sisters, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have an interesting story. Let's listen to it. Let's listen about Hassan impresses an unbelieving neighbor. Hassan once fell sick. His neighbor, an unbeliever, came to pay him a visit. "Oh, Imam," he exclaimed, "I detect a bad smell." The Imam told him it was caused by illness, but the neighbor insisted, "That is not the odor of sickness. It is a lavatory smell. For the love of Allah, tell me what it is." He had not noticed that sweat was leaking from his house into that of the Imam. When the neighbor pressed him, the Imam finally said, "For some months, your drain has been seeping through to our side. I tried to fix it, but without success." His neighbor asked why he had not told him before, but the venerable Imam said, "I might have offended you." The unbeliever was so impressed by this ethical refinement that he was ennobled with true faith, for he recognized the Imam's morality as a ray of Islam. That was all for this part, so let's shift to the explanation and the important points of this new story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then take some moral lessons out of these stories in order to make use of them in our daily life. Well, our subject for today's episode is about the way our religion has recommended us to treat our neighbors.